Time now for your comments. Listeners are passionate about the possibility of war against Iraq. Frank Stride in Lincoln, Nebraska, wants more stories showing support for American troops. He says appeasement and containment are only laughed at by Saddam. You could give inspectors another 300 years and not get the job done. Marianne Bishop of Cordova, Alaska, wants greater coverage of anti-war sentiments. She says, you would think we were getting ready for the Super Bowl instead of a war that's going to kill thousands of innocent people. Let's hear from leaders of some of the many organizations that are challenging our country's right to a preemptive strike. Concerning last week's series on homework, Cindy Sears Clemens of Little Rock, Arkansas, says she yelled at her radio during one of the homework reports. The former third-grade teacher says parents need to talk with their children's teachers to find a middle ground. She says teachers assign homework to reinforce skills and help children take responsibility for learning. She says making kids cry, angry, frustrated, and robbing them of the sleep they need to be healthy was not her objective. Teacher Jake Greenup from Lindsborg, Kansas, says homework is good for children and parents should turn off the television and get a child's priorities in order. Greenup says, for some reason, priorities in this nation for students have changed from being good students and getting good grades to cars, cell phones, and looking good. Perhaps Philadelphia history professor Tom Schrand was grading papers at the time, but he says he enjoyed the blast of punk music in the morning from a story on the Clash's induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Schrand writes, your story did a nice job of explaining the band's emphasis on activism and creativity. The music and spirit of the Clash helped me through my high school geek years in small-town Alabama, and your tribute reminded me of why they were so important. Rock on! Send your comments to morning@npr.org. Or call the listener comment line, 202-842-5044. Please say where you live and how to pronounce your name.